Life is a frog pond, and we are all just splashing around in it. Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The frog pond metaphor is the way Corey Cavill sees the world. Cavill is a poet, a storyteller, and a performance artist. Now, she performs Welcome to the Frog Pond on November 14th at 7 p.m. local time at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. I spoke with her in May. That was right before she was about to take the show on the road across the state. We begin here with the challenge of finding an artistic home in the Black Hills.
1997 is when I got here. My husband at the time was working for the Forest Service, and he came back to the Black Hills, and I grew up in Montana, and it was quite a surprise to be in South Dakota, and I didn't know if I was going to find a place here, but I'd already started writing songs at that point, and out on the muddy Cheyenne, fishing one day, I found myself understanding that it was really okay to be here. And that muddy river really really was an invitation. It really called me. And so that started my relationship with this place.
And what were you resisting? Were you homesick?
Well,
was it something about here that repelled you? What was the resistance coming from for you?
I think it was the idea. I always thought I would be in Montana as a fifth-generation Montanan, but I immediately felt a kinship with the Black Hills and the different waterways that came through here and the different animals and birds. And so they've really helped me navigate this story of mine that it continues to unfold. And now I find myself, I did not stay in that marriage and left it with two of my children. I only have two children. And the journey continued, and I was Corey Tompkins, and then I turned into Corey Tomovic, and then I continued to write because life is difficult.
Yeah.
And you play many, many roles in life. I've been a teacher. I work for South Dakota Specialty Producers and did education projects across the state with local producers. I have been a business owner and remarried, and all the way through that, it was writing and songwriting that helped me find meaning along the way.
Tell me a little bit about this moment where you're kind of looking through all your files of writing and your binders and seeing and looking for patterns, looking for themes. Were you intentionally looking through your work trying to say, what's in this for me today? Or was it like a random thing where you happened to be flipping through things and you saw something emerge and it was this encounter with creatures from the natural world that struck you? Take me to that moment and tell me about it.
Well, it was actually a pretty dark moment, I think. It was pre-menopause, menopause, post-menopause. It was empty nest all mixed in at one moment, and I thought I had lost my voice. Truly, I didn't know why am I still writing songs? Is there anything in this? And I just started looking at that. And I also revisited a book, and it was Clarissa Pinkola Estes, Women Who Run with Wolves. And she basically said, hey, wake up. There is not a human on the planet that doesn't have this moment, this existential crisis, where you have to reclaim the pieces of yourself that you've put on a shelf.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. And her first chapter was called Howl. And it's actually about losing your bones, losing what is the most central to you. And she suggested going out and howling. Well, I didn't need to be invited twice. And every full moon, I'd go out on the deck, and this is a true story, with my dog. And we began howling with a very specific intent to retrieve the pieces of ourselves. Well, I say ourselves because the dog did really help me write that melody. The pieces of ourselves that we put aside.
Yeah.
And so I started howling. And within a couple years, really, I started to really look at the things in the binders, on the shelf. And there, lo and behold, was an entire show, which I call Welcome to the Frog Pond, because that's where I started. I started on a small place in western Montana, and I grew up beside a frog pond.
Yeah.
And that frog pond, the people were always kind of crazy. You know, there was always arguments and there was stuff going on. But if I walked outside into the frog pond, there were turtles and there were snakes and there were crickets and there were snipes. And they told me that it was pure magic to be alive. Mm. And I was a part of something so mysterious and so grand that it really was my home.
Mm. There's something very physical about going outside and howling.
Yes.
Through the throat, through the, you know, through your gut, through everything. And you said you didn't need to be asked or invited twice. But for people listening, some people might be like, that's weird, or that feels uncomfortable. For people who are like, I don't know if that's right for me, why does the physical action matter to you? What would you bring back from the other side to say, you might want to give this a shot, even if in a different way that makes sense for you, of that physical vocalization of what's happening inside? You see what I'm asking there?
I do. It's about longing. And I think longing is in our feet. It is in our bones. And when I do this show, it's like the second or third piece that I introduce to the audience. And I have them remember something that they long to do, or somehow it got misplaced. And I just have them remember it. And then I make them all howl. And you know what? They don't have to be asked twice either.
They're all in. Yeah.
They're all in. There's something about pre-language. You know, when I hear coyotes out on the hillside, and I imagine they're just getting together to have a little party, and there it's about the communal experience of being alive. And so when I'm howling with people in the audience, it is communal. It's pre-language. And sometimes I think language is so inadequate to the understanding of this mystery we are all in. And I think the howl really helps, actually.
How do you, as an artist, as a performance artist, set the stage and create a space of safety and inclusion so that people can go on a journey with you?
Well, I do set it up. I introduce the piece, the whole show, with a recording of a real frog pond. And that was recorded in Rockerville, South Dakota, at the Grover Frog Pond. And I stuck my microphone out in the middle of that pond. And I try to remind people of the mystery of encounters they have out in the woods, or moments from point A to point B where we're going, what am I going to do next? And there is a moment of clarity that I think we all have in living, that we get outside of ourselves. I think often it is an encounter in the woods with a storm or with a bird that starts to sing in the middle of winter when you come outside and there's a chickadee. And it's the coldest day of the year, and yet the chickadee is incredibly loud and beautiful and saying, I'm still alive, despite it being 20 below, and there's a blue sky. So it's going to sing.
So the show is poetry. Is how do you describe the show to people?
I think it's just a remembering for all of us. Or at least that's what I'm trying to get them to remember and to pay attention to the magic of the environment, the ecosystem that we're all living in. And we all have an ecosystem inside of ourselves that if it's healthy, we can hear things. We can hear each other. And so it's a remembering.
Yeah. So the influence artistically, poetry, folk music, nature sounds, what else?
Oh, my beloved artist, Mary Oliver.
Yeah.
She just traipsed out in the woods with her little notebook and her pencil, and she gave all of us permission to go there and interact with the world around us.
Yeah.
But always folk singers. There's, you know, I did the folk, for 10 years we did the writing workshop, intensive for a full week all around the Black Hills, but mostly out in Nemo, the Nemo Guest Ranch. And we had Ann Hills, we had Tom Paxton, we had Steve Gillette, Cindy Mangson, Linda Waterfall, Bob Franke, and the Black Hills Songwriters, I was a part of them for 10 years, and it just became so wonderful to meet other songwriters and to keep writing. But the organization was a little bit taxing on me, and I finally just needed to do other things and kept writing.
You take the show to different towns across South Dakota, do different towns provide different audiences, and what do you receive as an artist from the audience?
Oh, we're all in this together. I think it's the commonality, it's the communal experience of listening to each other, but also there's no technology except for the microphone. Mm. And I think there's a disconnect that's going on in our society right now, and I want connection. I want to see people's eyes, and I want to see them smile, and I want to laugh. And I really miss that. And that's what I'm searching for, I really believe.
Yeah. Do you have a preview for us? Did you bring something to read or perform?
Well, I start the show with one in the darkness. Because that's where everything good begins. I heard an owl out in the night, before the morning, before the light. Who are you? Who are you? I told the owl, I do not know. I'm still searching, up high and down low. Who are you? Who are you? Can you sit in the darkness and not know the way? Can you ask the question and wait for the day? Who are you? Who are you? I heard an owl out in the night, before the morning, before the light.
Corey Cable's storytelling performance is November 14th at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Audience members are encouraged to participate by croaking and chirping along with the artist. The show is called Welcome to the Frog Pond. And that's our conversation for today. We hope that it served you. If you know an artist doing something interesting or new, send me an email in the moment at sdpb.org. I'd love to meet them. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.